Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. At its December meeting, the Kentucky Ag Development Board approved state funding of just over $9,000 to go toward a feasibility study for a possible grain elevator in the Lake Cumberland region. Brett Traver is the executive director of SCED, the Southeast Kentucky Economic Development Corporation.
Yes, we were approached by the Russell County Industrial Development Authority and one of their board members and director about partnering to look at the feasibility of a grain elevator.
Traver says their agency is not normally involved in ag projects, but economic development is right up their alley, and they seemed like an appropriate central starting point.
They came to us and said there are farmers in this region. Russell, Pulaski, Adair, and surrounding counties are trucking their corn and soybeans all the way to Owensboro or west of Bowling Green, and that doesn't seem real efficient.
Traver says the state funding has been matched by several county and individual commitments. They'll be working with KCARD, the Kentucky Center for Ag and Rural Development, to do a feasibility study relative to marketing support and location.
And if all signs point to yes, and that it's feasible, and we have a good location, then the real work starts on trying to put together the funding and the management and partnerships to bring it to fruition.
If deemed feasible, the facility would likely be located somewhere along the Cumberland Parkway corridor. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. We're talking about corn and the family farmers who grow it. Beth from Bethesda.
Is corn good for the environment?
1 acre of corn removes 8 tons of harmful greenhouse gas from the air. Your car produces 6 tons a year. So that acre of corn is taking care of your vehicle's emissions and then some. Dave from Dover.
How about the carbon footprint of corn?
Carbon emissions have dropped 30% per bushel in just 20 years. Gotta go. Discover how innovation is growing at cornfarmerscoalition.org.
A message from the Kentucky Corn Growers Association.
SCED, the Southeast Kentucky Economic Development Corporation, says Executive Director Brett Traver, covers about 45 counties in south central, southeastern Kentucky, and has not typically been involved in ag projects.
We have not. SCED has historically worked in industrial recruitment and business expansion and retention operations, and then with small business development and entrepreneurship development. This will be our first foray into agriculture.
That leading to their request for KCARD's feasibility study. But he feels based on local farmer input, the need for a regional facility deserves evaluation.
It's not just the cost of getting the grain there, but it's also a cost of the equipment and also the time. My understanding is a lot of those trucks stay in line for hours on time. Time is money as well, so we want to try to make it as efficient as we can.
We'll have an update in coming weeks. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.